Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله சையிதுனா ஜாஃபர் பின் முஹம்மத் ரஹ்மத்துல்லாஹி தஆலா அலைஹி ஹஸ் ரிப்போர்ட்டட் மன் ஸல்லா அலா முஹம்மதின் ஸல்லல்லாஹு தஆலா அலைஹி வஸல்லம் வ அலா அஹ்லி பைத்திஹி 100 மர்ரத்தின் கதல்லாஹு லஹு 100 ஹாஜத்தின் கே ஜோ கோய் இமாம் ஜாஃபர் சாதிக் ஃபர்மாதே ஹேன் ஜோ கோய் ஹுஸூர் பாக் ஸல்லல்லாஹு தஆலா அலைஹி வஸல்லம் பர் ஔர் உன்கே அஹ்லே பைத் பர் 100 مرتبہ درود پاک پڑھے گا اللہ تعالیٰ اس کی 100 حاجتوں کو پورا فرمائے گا امام جعفر صادق says the one who sent 100 salawat upon the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the blessed prophetic household Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills 100 of his desires sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam we discuss regarding the blessed and sacred days of the pious because this is something which the pious did. They also spoke regarding their ancestors. Anbiya-e-kiram alayhim salatu wassalam spoke regarding the Anbiya-e-kiram who came before them. Sahaba-e-kiram spoke regarding Anbiya-e-kiram. Likewise, the Sahaba-e-kiram who were younger in age spoke about the Sahaba-e-kiram who were older in age. Likewise, the Taba'in spoke and taught people about the Sahaba. The Taba-Taba'in spoke to the people about the Taba'in. The Awliya spoke about the Taba'in, the Ashab, the Anbiya. Likewise, as generations pass on, Awliya-e-Kiram of the later time spoke regarding Awliya-e-Kiram of the earlier time. Ulama-e-Kiram speak regarding the Ulama-e-Kiram in the past. This has been the tradition. This has been like this since ages and ages and ages. In fact, the Holy Quran speaks about the Awliya-e-Kiram. The Holy Quran speaks about the Sahaba-e-Kiram. The Holy Quran speaks about the Anbiya-e-Kiram alayhim assalatu wassalam. جو ہم صحابہ کی باتیں کرتے ہیں ہم تابعین کی باتیں کرتے ہیں اولیاء کرام کی باتیں کرتے ہیں یہ کیوں کرتے ہیں کیوں بزرگوں کا تذکرہ کیوں کرتے رہتے ہیں ہمیں بزرگوں سے محبت اس لیے کرتے ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ نے وہ محبت ہمارے دلوں میں ڈالی ہے ہم بات کرتے ہیں بہت سے ایسے ہیں جن کے دلوں میں بغض ڈلا ہوا ہے ان کے نصیب میں ہی وہ ہے ہمارے نصیب میں اچھائی ہے ہمارے نصیب میں اولیاء کرام کی محبت ہے تو ہم کرتے ہیں علماء کرام نے اپنے قدیم علماء کرام کے حوالے سے کتابیں لکھی ہیں باتیں کی ہیں علماء کرام نے اولیاء کرام کے حوالے سے باتیں کی ہیں بعد کے اولیاء کرام نے اپنے پہلے والے اولیاء کرام کے حوالے سے باتیں کی ہیں کتابیں لکھی ہیں اپنے طلباء کو سکھایا ہے سمجھایا ہے اسی طرح اولیاء کرام نے صحابہ کرام کا تذکرہ کیا ہے تابعین کا تذکرہ کیا ہے تابعین پہ آ جائیں انہوں نے صحابہ کرام کی سیرتیں بیان کی ہیں صحابہ کی بارگاہ میں آ جائیں انہوں نے حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سیرت بیان کی ہے یہ ایک سلسلہ جو چلتا ہے یہ کیوں چلتا ہے اس کی وجہ یہ ہوتی ہے تاکہ ہم ہماری آنے والی نسلوں کو ہماری سوسائٹی کو ان ہستیوں کے بارے میں بتائیں کہ یہ کون ہستیاں تھیں یہ کیا تھے کون تھے کیسے تھے یہ طریقہ کار ہمارا نہیں یہ طریقہ کار اسلام کا طریقہ کار رہا ہے اور رہے گا انشاءاللہ سر This has been the methodology of our ancestors and it will be the methodology of Islam up until the day of Qiyamah inshallah. That we will keep on remembering and commemorating the blessed seerahs and the blessed lives of those beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason for that is, if I ask you, I take a name of so and so soccer player, for example, if I ask you, when is World Cup coming? Who won the last World Cup? We know. Alright, sitting in Malawi, sitting in a village in Malawi, you will, no phone, no satellite, no TV, no good house. When we ask, what happened? This happened, that happened. How do you know that these are the teams for World Cup? How do you know so and so player? How do you know that who is in which team and who is in which team? Because we are interested about it. We are interested about it. But if we ask, who was Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani? We don't know. We don't know. Who was Sheikh Mu'inuddin Chishti? We don't know. Who was Sheikh Imam Ahmad Rida? We don't know. Who was Imam Jafar Sadiq? We don't know. Who was Imam Baqir? We don't know. Who was Imam Zainul Abidin? We don't know. Who was Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein? We don't know. Who is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq? Maybe we have heard the name, but we don't know much about him. Who is Umar al-Farooq? We don't know. Who is Usman al-Ghani? We don't know. Who is Ali bin Abi Talib? We don't know. Why you don't know? So the answer to this is, we don't know about Sheikh Abdul Qadir, we don't know about the Sahaba, we don't know about the Prophets, because we don't like this subject. No interest about this subject. So take interest, inshallah, you will learn about this and you will teach your children about it. If I ask you, what was the age of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many of you will be able to give the right answer? His age was 63. But how many of you know? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had how many sons? The Prophet has how many daughters? The Prophet had how many grandchildren? What were their names? How many wives did the Prophet have? How many years did the Prophet live in Makkah? How many years did the Prophet live in Medina? How did the Prophet look like? How was the hair of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What were the habits of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which food did the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like? We don't know. We don't know. But we know our favorite player. We know his favorite color. We know. We know, like right now many of you will be know so-and-so is on so-and-so tour. He's in so-and-so country. He's in so-and-so city. He has a match coming up. He has this. He has that. We know. But about the Prophet and his family, we know nothing. And somebody who comes and tries to tell you, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani was like this. Sheikh Imam Ahmad Rida was like this. Sheikh Imam Jafar Sadiq was like this. If somebody comes and tries to tell you about that, and then another person comes and tell you, shirk bid'ah. What is this? That is shaitan. Anybody who comes to you and says, why are you calling about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani? Why are you saying, Ya Sheikh Abdul Qadir? Why are you saying, Ya Rasulullah? Why are you saying, Ya Ali? When UN election is coming, what will be the slogans? Somebody will be supporting his party, his party's name. Somebody will be supporting his party, his party's name. That is not shirk. But Ya Rasulullah? Shirk. Making sense to you? Not making sense. So anybody who comes and tries to deviate you here and there, tell them that calling Ya Rasulullah has been the method of the Sahaba. Calling Ya Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani has been the method of this Ummah. Alhamdulillah, we believe in Rasulullah, we believe in the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you say that we should only and only learn about the Quran and forget about the Prophet, forget about Sahaba, forget about Awliya, you are lying. Because the Quran has said we should learn from them. The Quran has said that whatever the Prophet gives you, take it. And whatever Rasulullah gives you, فَخُذُوهُ, take it. أَتِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَتِيعُ الرَّسُولُ, who has said? Quran has said. So what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, be with those who are pious, follow those who are good. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path. Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path. Which path? صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, path of those upon whom you have favored. Who has Allah favored? celebrities, movie stars, soccer players, cricket players. Allah has favored Anbiya, Prophets alayhimus salam. Shuhada, the martyrs. Salihin, Siddiqeen, Siddiqeen, the truthful. Salihin, the awliya'i uzzam, the great ulama of Islam. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And what great companions they are. Quran is advising us to follow their path. Quran is actually giving us the advice to make dua to be on their path. So how do we know what is their path up until we don't know them? So we need to know them to know their path. So please try to educate yourself about these pious luminaries of Islam, pious names of Islam, and try to teach your children about them. In every corner of Malawi, wherever we go, if we ask a child who was Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, he should know. Can we do that? Can we do that, inshallah? Every child should know who Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani was. Every child should know who Imam Ahmad Ridha was. Every child. But now the question is, how do we teach them? How do we teach them who Sheikh Abdul Qadir was? How do we teach them who Imam Ahmad Ridha was? How do we teach our children about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How? You have the beautiful environment of Dawat Islam. Come closer. In your localities, the ulama you have there, the representatives of Dawat Islam, the ijtima'at, mashallah, you are coming every week. Bring others as well. And a very beautiful thing, if you can start at your homes, whether you speak Urdu, or you speak Bengali, or you speak Chichewa, or you speak English, whichever language you speak. In all these languages, Dawat-e-Islami has literature available for you. After the ijtima today, meet the Islamic brothers of Dawat-e-Islami. Ask them, which books are available in Chichewa? They will tell you. Use that book about Imam Ahmad Ridha, is our latest publication, is available in Chichewa language. Teach, it's easy, easy, easy Chichewa. Very easy Chichewa. In your house, 5 minutes. 5 minutes dars. Every day. You just open that. And now you will ask that how? You have cell phone. Cell phone you have, isn't it? On cell phone you can download those books. You don't even need to buy. Free download. Start 5 minutes. Sit with your children. Sit with your wife. 5 minutes. Let's learn about this. And then do your things. No problem. Make intention. And after you do that, give the report to your area responsible as well. Give the report that I have read the book for 5 minutes. I read it in front of my wife. I read it in front of my children. Read. Just read. That's it. Inshallah, like this, slowly, 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 you will see there will be a change in your children, in your household, in yourself as well. And we will be able to learn the ilm about Islam, the knowledge about Islam. Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability, inshallah. So, today we are going to speak about a very great personality, Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He met two great sahaba. Inhone do azim sahaba se mulaqat ki. Is wajah se tabi'i hain. Jinhone sahaba ka iman ki halat mein didar kiya ho aur iman par khatma hua ho. Jinhone aqa ka didar kiya ho aur khatma iman pe hua ho, wo sahabi. Jinhone sahabi ka didar kiya ho aur khatma iman pe hua ho, wo tabi'i. Isi tarah jisne tabi'i ka iman ki halat mein didar kiya aur iman ki halat pe rukhsat hua, wo taba tabi'i. Three generations, Sahaba, Tabi'in, Taba Tabi'in. These are golden eras of Islam. The golden era of Islam. That person who has seen Rasulullah Sahabi, that person who has seen Sahabi Tabi'i, that person who has seen Tabi'i, Taba Tabi'in. Even to see the Islamic luminaries is giving you a title. Yani Islam ki azim hasti ko dekhna, ye Islami tarikh ke mutabik khitab se nawaza ja raha hai. تذکرہ ان کے حوالے سے تذکرہ کرنا اور اس کو پھر کہنا یہ تو کہانیاں ہیں تو یہ ہے یہ غلط ہے کیونکہ ان کو صرف دیکھنا آپ کو خطاب سے نواز رہا ہے تو یعنی دیکھا تو تذکرہ تو کر ہی رہے ہوں گے تب ہی تو کتابیں بھری ہیں سو امام جعفر صادق رضی اللہ عنہ he met two great companions انس بن مالک and سہل بن سعد رضی اللہ عنہ he is a تابعی therefore and he is a صدیقی from his mother's lineage. ماں کی طرف سے وہ سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی نسل سے ہے. امام جعفر صادق, کیونکہ امام جعفر صادق کو تو امام مانے, امام حسین کو تو امام مانے, امام باقر کو امام مانے اور سیدنا ابو بکر کو امام نہ مانے تو وہ اس کے حوالے سے کیا کہہ سکتے ہیں. اللہ تعالیٰ عقل عطا فرمائے. حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے ان کا نسب ملتا ہے والدہ کی طرف سے, اور آقا کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم سے ظاہر نسب ملتا ہے امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے شہزادوں میں سے. یہ تو والد کی طرف سے سید اور والدہ کی طرف سے صدیقی. اینڈ ہز نیم از جعفر اینڈ ہز ٹیکنونیم کنیت از ابو عبداللہ. His title is Sadiq. Sadiq means the one who speaks the truth. So he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, never ever lied. Imam Jafar Sadiq, he never spoke a lie. He always spoke the truth. So he is known as Jafar as-Sadiq. So if only we have the ability and the blessing of Imam Jafar Sadiq, that whenever we speak nothing but the truth. No matter what, we should only and only speak the truth. Lying finishes a person, because a liar needs to have a very sharp memory. And this is one of the destructions of lying, that a liar does not hold a sharp memory. Why? It's because when you lie something, you need to remember what lie did you say. You need to remember what lie did you say. For example, students sometimes, my uncle has passed away. Which uncle? Mother's brother. I need to go 3 days. Okay, fine. After 3 months, my uncle has passed away. Which uncle? Now he's remembering. Which uncle did I kill last time? Okay, that was mother's brother. Oh, this time father's brother. Okay. After 3 months, who died? My uncle. Which uncle? My mother's brother. But he passed away last time. No. This one is another one. You need to remember too many things. So a liar then does not remember what exactly he said. When you speak, you should speak in such a way that even if you need to take a qasam, you're confident. Why lie? Misquote things. No, because it was like this. No, and sometimes liars are also caught red-handed. They're caught red-handed. Imagine a person is not picking your call up. And you ask him, why you were not picking my call up? Oh, it wasn't silent. You lied. Just say it that no, I was busy doing these things. I thought I would call you later, but I forgot. No, I was seeing your call, but I wasn't in the position of talking at that time. So I thought I will mention later. If you don't have any justification, say, I'm sorry, next time I will pick you up. Why lie? Likewise, many other examples. Why did you come late in that traffic? You lied while there was no traffic. If there was traffic, very good. I went to so-and-so's funeral. I went to so-and-so's place. I went to here and there. So sometimes we lie. Unfortunately, we have seen in the disasters also. Let me tell you a story. It's very famous in our culture, in our Asian culture, very famous story. You will also enjoy, inshallah. In a village, there was once a boy. And that boy went to the mountain, came running from the mountain, and started screaming, "Lion is coming, lion is coming." You know lion? Yes, lion is coming. Everybody got scared. Everybody went to help that boy, that we will take that boy and save him. So now that boy is there and he just wants to make fun of the people. He said, "Lion, lion." People came, saved him and ran away. And then the boy started laughing. Lion. I was just joking. Second day also he did the very same. "Lion, lion, lion. Save me, save me, save me." People went to save him. When people went to save him, he started laughing again. "I'm joking. I'm only joking." Third day, lion actually came and was about to attack the boy. And now the boy is saying, "Help, help, help." And what are people saying? People are laughing. He's joking again. Well, this time he was not joking. So when you lie again and again and again and again, you lose your credibility. That we don't know when is it true and when is it lying. Another problem, when we are talking about lying, another big, massive and major problem is when the person is not believing, you're taking qasam for nothing. While you know you are taking wrong, wallahi, wallahi. While you are lying, my friend, we know you are lying, but still wallahi. For what? Allah is watching. Maybe that person will buy your story, maybe that person will buy your lies. Allah is watching. Allah knows you are speaking the truth or you are lying. On the day of judgment, what will you say? Ya Allah, I took your name because I wanted to lie. Because somebody was not believing my lie, so I was using your name. So this is wrong. Lying is haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's curse is upon those who lie. Don't lie. Speak the truth. There are instances, and that's in the case wherein husband and wife are fighting and to instill love in them, to protect the life. Instances like this, to stop a conflict, things like this. We lie to start a conflict, not to stop a conflict. We lie to start a conflict. So unfortunately, lying has become such that we don't even consider this to be haram. So this is something we need to pay attention towards. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, cling, meaning hold, to speaking the truth, because indeed truth leads to righteousness, and indeed righteousness leads to paradise. Speak the truth. Sach bolo. Sach ko pakad lo. Sach ko tham lo. Ke beshak sach bolna neki ki raah pe chalata hai aur neki ki raah jannat tak pahunchata hai. A person continues to speak the truth and until he is recorded with Allah as very truthful. Banda sach bolne ki aadat is qadar bana leta hai ke Allah ki bargah mein use sadiq likha jata hai. Avoid lying, because indeed lying leads to immorality, and indeed immorality leads to hellfire. Jhoot se parhez kare, jhoot gunah ki raah pe le jata hai aur gunah jahannam ki raah pe. A person continues lying to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records him as a major liar. Insaan jhoot bolne ki jab aadat bana leta hai, Allah ta'ala uska shumar ab siddiqeen mein nahi, ab uska shumar jhooton mein kiya jata hai. Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is from, not only was he truthful, not only pious, he was from the scholars of Ahlul Bayt. He was a scholar, a mufti, a sufi, a worshipper, and a great wali of his time. He also has a high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is written that a man visited Imam Jafar Sadiq, gave him 10,000 dinars. Ek banda Imam Jafar Sadiq ke paas gaya aur usse 10,000 dinar diye. Imam Jafar Sadiq ko 10,000 dinar diye aur kaha ke main haj ke liye ja raha hu, aap in 10,000 se mere liye ghar khareed lena. Ghar khareed lena, mujhe ghar ki zarurat hai. 10,000 de diye. Wo haj pad ke wapas aaya aur bola ke wo 10,000 maine aapko diye the mera ghar, to unhone Imam Jafar Sadiq ne ek rasid de di. Rasid ek parchi de di. Aur उस पर्ची पे लिखा हुआ था कि आज की जबान में अगर हम कहें कि जन्नत में घर की बुकिंग थी, कि उस पे था कि जन्नत में घर खरीद लिया है मैंने तुम्हारे लिए. वो बंदा खुश खुश और मतलब यकीन भी किया और भरोसा भी किया. फिर उसने वसीयत की कि मैं जब मरूं तो मेरे कफन के ऊपर ये पर्ची रख देना, ये रसीद रख देना. उस शख्स का इंतकाल हुआ, उसको कफन में लपेट के जब दफनाया, कफन के ऊपर वो रसीद रखी, मिट्टी डाल दी. अगले दिन देखा तो वो पर्ची उस शख्स के कब्र के ऊपर थी. पर्ची उठाई तो वही लिखा हुआ था, मगर पर्ची जब पलटी तो पर्ची के दूसरी तरफ लिखा हुआ था, जाफर सादिक का वादा हमने पूरा कर दिया. इमाम जाफर सादिक रदी अल्लाह ताला अन्हु, वन समबडी गेव हिम 10,000 दीनार्स. And that person told him that I'm going for Hajj, I'm giving you 10,000 dinar, please buy a house for me. So he came back and he asked, where is my house? So Imam Jafar Sadiq gave him a paper. What was written? This is booking for you for a house in Jannah. Now, That person accepted, happy, sleeps nicely, worships Allah, does shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he dies, that paper is also buried with him. Next day, that paper is found on top of the grave, and it was written that we have fulfilled the promise of Ja'far al-Sadiq, meaning we have given this person a house in Jannah. So the benefit and the excellence of keeping trust upon awliya Allah, keeping our faith and our heart towards the awliya Allah, loving them. This is what we get, subhanallah azza wa jalla. Sayyiduna Layth bin Sa'd rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, I once went to Makkah with the intention of performing Hajj. After performing Asr, I traveled to the mountain Abu Qubais, which is near Masjidul Haram. I saw a man sitting down reciting, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. And he is doing this wazifas. He's reading. First he is doing the wazifa of Ya Rabbi, then he is doing the wazifa of Ya Allah, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Arhamar Rahim. Reading, reading, reading. So now, Layth bin Sa'd says that this person was doing this continuously. Phir, jab unhone ye padhna khatam kiya, to unhone kaha, Allah Ta'ala ki bargah mein, Ey Allah, mujhe bhook lagi hai. Angoor ata farma de. Mujhe bhook lagi hai. Angoor ata farma de. Aur meri chadar thodi phati hui hai. Mujhe nayi chadar ki zarurat hai. Chadar ata farma de. To Layth bin Sa'd farmate hain, Allah ki kasam. Us season bhi nahi tha anguron ka aur maine taza zabardast angoor unke samne rakhe hue the. Aur unke sirhane maine do chadrein dekhi. Phir kehte hain ki main wahan pahunch gaya. Main pahuncha aur maine kaha kya main bhi isme se kuch kha sakta hu, kyunki isme mera bhi hissa hai. Bola tumhara hissa hai. Bola kyunki aapne dua padhi to maine uspe ameen kaha tha. To unhone bhi khaya. Kehte hain ki angoor mein beej nahi tha. पर ऐसे मीठे अंगूर मेरे जिंदगी में नहीं चखे थे. फिर उन्होंने मुझे चादर ऑफर की कि एक दो चादरें एक आप ले जाओ. वो कहा कि मैं मुझे चादर की हाजत नहीं. फिर इमाम फिर जो वहां पर इमाम मौजूद थे वो फिर कहते हैं कि थोड़ा आप छुप जाओ गए पर ताकि मैं ये चादर जेबेतन कर लूं. उन्होंने अपनी चादर उतारी और ये नई चादर दो चादरें थी, एक पैबंद के तौर पर और एक ऊपर ओल्ड. चलते रहे चलते रहे. अब ये कह रहे हैं कि मैं फिर मेरा तजस्सुस बढ़ गया, मैं छुप छुप के पीछा करता रहा. वो जानते नहीं थे कौन. कहते पीछा करता रहा करता रहा करता रहा करता रहा करता रहा. ये सफा मरवा के करीब की बात. सफा मरवा के करीब एक शख्स उन्हें पकड़ता है और कहता है, और ये छुप के सारा वाकया देख रहा है. कहता है कि ए हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के शहजादे, मुझे कपड़ा कुछ अता फरमाइए ताकि मैं अपना तन ढक सकूं. तो इमाम जाफर सादिक रदी अल्लाह ताला अन्हु ये हस्ती, इन्होंने अपने वो कपड़े उस शख्स को दे दिए. अब तक ये जानते नहीं है, अब तक लैस बिन साद नहीं जानते हैं कि ये इमाम जाफर सादिक है. वहां जाते हैं और पूछते हैं कि ये कौन है, इनको आपने क्यों कहा हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम का शहजादा. तो फरमाया कि ये सैयदना जाफर बिन मोहम्मद यानी इमाम जाफर सादिक. फिर कहते हैं कि मैं फिर उन्हें तलाश करने की कोशिश करता रहा मगर फिर वो वहां से मुझे नहीं मिले. वहां हमारा एक रास्ता छूट गया. सो इमाम जाफर सादिक रजी अल्लाह ताला हु वाज दैट पर्सनालिटी हु वाज रीडिंग दोज वज़ीफास ऑन द माउंटेन. या अल्लाह, या रहमान, या अरहमर रहीमीन. रीडिंग रीडिंग एंड देन ही मेक्स दुआ टू अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला. या अल्लाह गिव मी ग्रेप्स, आई एम हंग्री. या अल्लाह गिव मी ग्रेप्स. एंड अल्लाह ताला गिव हिम ग्रेप्स सच. एंड द पर्सन हु इज रिपोर्टिंग दिस, ही सेज दैट आई वेंट And I said, that, can I have grapes as well? He said, why? He said, because when you were making dua to Allah, I said Ameen. So because I said Ameen is also my share in this. So he also had grapes. There were two shawls there. Imam Jafar Sadiq wore those two shawls as well. And then when he went to Safa Marwa, somebody asked for clothes. So the clothes which he was wearing earlier, Imam Jafar Sadiq gave those clothes to that person as well. So when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his ranks. बल्कि इस रिवायत में यह भी है कि जब वो अंगूर खा रहे थे ना तो इमाम जाफर सादिक ने फरमाया था कि खत्म कर दो, बचा के नहीं रखना. खत्म कर दो, बचा के नहीं रखना, कुछ पीछे नहीं रखना. तो ये फरमाते हैं कि मैं खाता रहा खाता रहा खाता रहा खाता रहा और फिर बर्तन में देखूं तो कमी नहीं हो रहा है। फिर ऐसी बरकत अल्लाह ताला वहां से रिस्कता फरमाता है जहां से फिर बंदे का गुमान नहीं होता। इमाम जाफर सादिक रजी अल्लाह ताला के हवाले से कई सारी चीजें हैं, उनकी कई सारी जबरदस्त जबरदस्त उनकी बातें हैं, हिकायतें हैं, उनकी आदतें हैं। इमाम जाफर सादिक रजी अल्लाह ताला अन्हु मौत को बड़ा याद फरमाया करते थे कि जब भी वो कब्रिस्तान जाते ना तो शाम में जाते और फजर के वक्त वहां से निकलते और कब्रिस्तान जाते ही कहते, ए कब्र वालों तुम्हारे साथ क्या हुआ, मैं तुम्हें पुकार रहा हूं तुम जवाब नहीं दे रहे हो। हमारे दरमियान एक हिजाब है और अन करीब वो हिजाब उठ जाएगा और मैं तुमने समझूंगा। और रोते रहते यहां तक कि फजर का वक्त हो जाता। यूज टू गो टू द कब्रिस्तान द ग्रेवयार्ड वेरी ऑफन इमाम जाफर साहब। ही वुड गो इन द इवनिंग एंड कम बैक फजर टाइम and he would tell the people, oh people of the grave, I am calling you but you are not responding, there is something between us, there is a veil in between us and the name of that veil is life, that veil will be lifted and I will also be among you. So this was his routine. In fact Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to visit the graves. He said, visit the graves for indeed it grants abstinence from the world and reminds you of the hereafter. Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki hadith se paake कि कब्रिस्तान जाया करो कि बेशक ये तुम्हें दुनिया से बेरगबती और आखिरत की तरफ रगबत दिलाता है। इमाम जाफर सादिक रजी अल्लाह ताला अन्हु वुड क्राई अ लॉट, ही वुड फियर अल्लाह सुबहानहु व ताला इन सच अ वे दैट वंस व्हाट हैपेंड वाज दैट ही वाज क्राइंग 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 एट द एज ऑफ 4 years एंड देन ही वाज आस्क्ड बाय वन ऑफ द एल्डर्स दैट माय सन व्हाट्स रॉन्ग, tell me what you need and I will bring it to you. So he said that my heart is trembling from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 4 saal ki umar mein charo qatar ro rahe the. Kisne pucha beta kya hua aapke sath, kuch chahiye to main de dun. Farmaya ke nahi mujhe kisi cheez ki zarurat nahi, main ro raha hu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ke dar aur khauf se. Us shakhs ne jawab diya कि बेटा अभी तो तुम बहुत ज्यादा छोटे हो, फिर इतना डर क्यों, बच्चे हो अभी, आराम से रहो, बच्चों को सजा नहीं मिलेगी। दैट मैन रिप्लाइड दैट माय सन यू आर वेरी यंग, व्हाई डू यू हैव सो मच ऑफ फियर, व्हाई आर यू क्राइंग, 4 years ओल्ड बॉय क्राइंग इन द फियर ऑफ अल्लाह, 4 years क्राइंग इन द फियर ऑफ अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला। द मैन आस्क्ड व्हाई आर यू क्राइंग सो मच, ही सेड दैट आई एम क्राइंग बिकॉज ऑफ द फियर ऑफ अल्लाह। द मैन सेड डोंट वरी, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish the children. Stay calm, you're still young. So Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh even cried more due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, I have seen that before large pieces of wood are set alight, wood shavings and twigs are placed near them because they burn quickly, which allow the large pieces of wood to catch fire. I fear that I will be the wood shavings for when great disbelievers like Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab are burning in hell. فرمایا میں تو اس وجہ سے رو رہا ہوں کہ جب بھی آگ لگتی ہوئی ہم دیکھتے ہیں نا تو لکڑیوں کے آگ پکڑنے سے پہلے دیکھتے ہیں کہ تھوڑا سا وہاں پر برادہ ہوتا ہے, اس برادے کو آگ لگائی جاتی ہے. برادہ جب آگ پکڑ لیتا ہے تب لکڑیاں آگ پکڑتی ہیں اور پھر جلایا جاتا ہے جو جلانا ہوتا ہے. تو مجھے ڈر لگ رہا ہے کہ ابو لہب ابو جہل جیسے لوگوں کے لیے, ان جیسے کافروں کے لیے جہنم میں جلانے کے لیے کئی میرا کام برادے والا نہ, یہ ڈر یہ خوف. تو ہم تو ہم کہاں, ہم کسی نہ کم گنتی میں. اور زندگی کا ایک جو انداز ہمارا ایسا ہوتا ہے جیسے کہ نہ موت ہے نہ مرنا ہے نہ حساب دینا ہے نہ جہنم میں جانا ہے, بالکل جو آیا جسے آیا جب آیا ویسے ہی کرتے ہیں. سو وی لیو اوور لائفز لائک ایز اف دیر از نو اینڈ, وی لیو اوور لائفز لائک ایز اف وی آر ناٹ آنسربل ٹو اینی ون, لائک ایز اف وی ڈونٹ نیڈ ٹو وری اباؤٹ واٹس ہیپننگ آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ. دس واز امام جعفر صادق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. اے لاٹ آف فیئر فار اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اینڈ اے لاٹ آف فیئر اباؤٹ ورشپنگ. اٹ از مینشنڈ دیٹ Imam Jafar Sadiq was, whenever he was seen in one of the three conditions. جب بھی امام جعفر صادق کو دیکھا گیا تو ان تین میں سے کسی ایک حال میں دیکھا لازمی گیا ہے, کہ یا تو وہ نماز پڑھ رہے تھے, یا تو وہ روزے سے تھے, یا تو وہ قرآن پڑھ رہے تھے. جب بھی دیکھا گیا ان تین چیزوں میں سے کوئی ایک چیز تو کر ہی رہے تھے. Whenever he was seen, he was doing at least one thing out of the three. Either he was fasting, or he was praying salah, or he was reading the Holy Quran. Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke hawale se main unki teen nasihatein aapko bataunga. Three advices of Imam Jafar Sadiq. If you wish to keep a blessing from Allah, thank him abundantly. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank me, I will give you more. فرماتے ہیں کہ اگر اللہ کی نعمتوں کو اپنے پاس رکھنا چاہتے ہو کہ اس میں مزید برکت آئے تو اللہ تعالیٰ کا شکر ادا کرو کیونکہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا میرا شکر ادا کرو میں تمہیں مزید دوں گا. If you feel there is a delay in your sustenance, repent as much as you can. اگر تمہیں ایسا لگے کہ تمہارے رزق میں رکاوٹ آ رہی ہے, مال میں کمی آ رہی ہے, پیسے میں قلت آ رہی ہے, گھر نہیں چل پا رہا, کثرت سے توبہ کرو. Whenever you feel that it is not enough to run your house, do tawbah as much as you can. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, with the barakat of tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more. And Allah ta'ala has said, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, He is the most giving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send heavy rains upon you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you with wealth and children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the paradise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the rivers of paradise, the streams of paradise. کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی بارگاہ میں توبہ کرو, اللہ تعالیٰ توبہ قبول کرنے والا ہے, وہ آسمان سے تمہارے لیے بارش کا نزول فرمائے گا, اور اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ تمہاری امداد کرے گا مال سے اور بچوں سے, اور اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ تمہیں جنت عطا فرمائے گا اور نہریں عطا فرمائے گا. سو میک توبہ تو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. اینڈ تھرڈ تھنگ, اف یو آر فیسنگ ڈیفیکلٹیز اور گریف, اور اف دیر از اے پاسبلٹی آف انکاؤنٹرنگ دیم, recite la hawla wala quwwata illa billah as much as you can, because this is the key to goodness and a treasure of paradise. Farmaya, jab bhi tum dushwariyan mehsoos karo ya tumhe lage ki dushwariyan aane wali hai, to bakasrat la hawla wala quwwata illa billah ka wird karo. Allah subhanahu wa taala mushkilat ko aasan farmayega aur jannat ke khazane ata farmayega. To ye teen nasihaton ko hum yaad kare, Allah ka shukr ada karna, rizq mein barkat ke liye istighfar karna, aur number 3, لا حول ولا قوة الا باللہ کا ورد کرتے رہنا. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. مدری پرلز ریگارڈنگ ٹرسٹ ان اللہ اینڈ کنٹینٹمنٹ. کنٹینٹمنٹ مینس قناعت, از اے نیور اینڈنگ ٹریجر, میننگ بینگ ہیپی اپون واٹ یو ہیو از اے نیور اینڈنگ ٹریجر. سکسیسفل از دا ون ہو ایکسیپٹس اسلام, از گیون پروویژن آف سفیشنسی, and granted contentment upon that which Allah has provided him with. Kamyaab woh hai jo Islam laya aur Allah Ta'ala ne usse jo diya us pe raazi. Being content is to be pleased with what Allah has given you whilst refraining from greed. Qanaat usse kehte hain ki Allah ne jitna diya us pe raazi rehna aur lalach se bache rehna. It also means being satisfied with when you do not possess everyday items, کہ اس وقت بھی توکل میں رہنا, اطمینان میں رہنا کہ جب روزمرہ کی چیزیں بھی نہ ہوں. There are three levels of توکل. توکل کے تین درجے ہیں. Relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللہ پر توکل رکھنا, اللہ پہ بھروسہ رکھنا, یقین رکھنا. Surrendering yourself to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللہ subhanahu wa ta'ala کی مرضی کے آگے خود کو بچھا دینا. اور نمبر 3, entrusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all your affairs, اپنے تمام معاملات اللہ پہ چھوڑ. Patience and satisfaction with worldly matters is good, whereas greed and impatience with matters of hereafter is better. Dunyavi mamlaat mein qanaat aur tawakkul aur sabr behtar hai, jabki aakhirat ke mamle mein jaldi karna aur zyada ki talab karna behtar hai. Do not be content with your rank in religion, but rather strive to achieve more. Aakhirat mein deen mein apne mamlaat pe مطمئن نہ رہیں, زیادہ آگے بڑھتے رہنے کی کوشش کرتے رہیں. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Ascending success, stay.